Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County extends development incentive program amid concerns over future property tax changes. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. The Campbell County Commission has voted to extend a program designed to encourage new residential development, but not without concerns about the long-term impact of potential statewide tax changes. According to the Gillette News Record, the Roads and District Incentive Program, known as ROADS, was created in 2023 to help residents form new improvement or service districts and to encourage existing districts to expand. These districts use property taxes to maintain roads and other infrastructure. County Planner Sam Profer told commissioners this week that while no one has yet used the program, interest is growing. The incentive offers $6,500 towards forming a new district, along with bonuses ranging from $3,500 to $12,500, depending on the type of district expansion. But Commissioner Scott Klim voiced concern about what would happen if the Wyoming legislature moves forward with a proposal to eliminate residential property taxes. The Joint Revenue Committee recently advanced a bill that would reduce the tax rate on residential property to zero, sending the question to voters if passed during the 2026 legislative session. A companion bill would raise statewide sales tax to 6% to backfill the loss. Campbell County Assessor Troy Clements said eliminating residential property taxes would cost the county an estimated $20 million in 2025 alone, money that currently funds roads, districts, and other local services. Clem warned that expanding districts now could create major problems later. Clem said, if personal property tax goes away, there's nothing funding those districts. It becomes a county problem. He added that many statewide policies rely on existing tax structure and changing it could ripple across local governments. For now, the roads program will continue, but the commissioners say the future could look very different depending on what lawmakers and voters decide. Wyoming ICAC Task Force shares resources for sextortion victims. The Wyoming Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force is reminding the public that victims of sextortion are not to blame and that help is available immediately. According to new informational materials distributed by ICAC, sextortion is an organized crime targeting both minors and adults. The agency urges victims not to pay offenders, not to engage with them further, and to report the incident as soon as possible. Officials say victims should block the offender, secure their social media accounts by changing passwords, and notify local law enforcement. Sextortion cases can also be reported to the National Cyber Tip Line. Law enforcement in Campbell County say that sextortion cases have increased substantially in the past few years. Wyoming ICAC stresses that no one should ever pay a service that claims it can make images disappear, calling those services scams that could worsen the situation. Several trusted national resources include Thorn, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and the National Crisis Hotline, available 24/7 at 1-800-422-4453. Local victims are also urged to contact the Campbell County Sheriff's Office or the Gillette Police Department or reach out to ICAC directly through their website. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalene.